Hello, ladies. Today we're going to be going over the new problem that's taking over our community's men. It's called No Nut November. It's a challenge revolving around abstinence, where the male will stop himself from having an orgasm during the entirety of November. I found many men, members in our community, doing it and felt so stunned, so betrayed, knowing that they would hurt themselves in such a manner, holding in cum that needs to be drained or else they can't focus due to this. Even my own good boy would stop coming to my sessions for the entire month because he made a bet with friends to see who can last a month without coming. So many good boys who I saw as the angels have taken this challenge as well. All because their friends are doing it. The pure pressure of this challenge is consuming our boys as well. After such a revelation, I found it my duty, no, my mission, to stop them from doing so. Last year, I seduced one of my naughty boys enough to get him to come and lose that dumb challenge, returning the sex addict of a man he was right to be back into my loving pussy, obeying and pounding into me. Where he belongs. But today, I will teach the rest of you to break your good boys that have fallen astray, that the only person that truly controls their cock is you. So, first things first, we need to get your boy to give in to you. Personally, I would suggest teasing him, since he'll be in a weakened state due to abstinence. Luring him out will be the best chance to break his focus. Then, once you have him right where you want him, you make him lose that challenge. And I'll show you how to make your boy come with a live demonstration. Come in here, honey. Yes, come on, baby boy. He's currently doing the no-nut challenge. He'll be the one that will be coming today, demonstrating how easy it'll be to break your man once you've got them in your hands. Speaking of that, honey, why don't we have you sit on the chair over there? That's it. Right over there. There you go. Now, as you can see at the moment, he's naked but flaccid, with his balls full of the accumulated semen from this harmful challenge. Since there were no stimuli to help him get erect, we'll simply fix that with a little bit of rubbing and dirty talk. Watch, ladies, as I rub the inside of his legs and kiss his neck. See how he turns his neck from the stimulation? That's how you can tell it's working. Like an open book, our good boy's facial expression changes from your touch. Now, applying some dirty talk, you can use plenty of ways to get your boy hard, but it all depends on what your pet likes. For example, my sweet boy loves when I call him a good boy. You can see his cock twitch every time I say it. Also, if you include some moaning in the dirty talk, it makes this form of teasing really potent. Now, I'll show you an example of this in action. Hello, my good boy. Will you get all big and hard for your mistress? It would make me so happy if you did. Also really wet if you were fully aroused because of your miss. Good boy. That's it. As you can see, he's completely erect from the combination of rubbing and dirty talk. With his cock erect for us, we can start the milking process. This will slowly break your pet down, taking away any last bit of hope he has of making it through his no-nut challenge. First, spit on his throbbing cock to make a slick experience for them. Then proceed to stroke them in a slow tempo to really stimulate them. You can tell through their facial expressions that they're feeling the sensations. Even sometimes you'll hear them moan, which is a really good sign. Oh, there you go. You're being such a good pet for me. You get closer for me. That's it, baby boy. Yeah, you feel good for me. Remember, you can add some dirty talk to instill your dominance and keep the pressure on him. But just let me give you an example of this. How is my good boy feeling? Is the way I play with your cock enjoyable? Would you like for mistress to stroke it faster? Yeah? Yeah. That's my good boy. And then you stop, reinforcing your dominance over their cock. See how confused he is by your sudden stoppage? He's fidgety in the chair just because of the absence of your hand around his cock. Poor baby. But we can help with that aching. Another way to enforce yourself on your pet is through his own words. Ask him if he wants it, or if they would like to come. This will make him either lie and pretend that they are in control, but in reality, they're not. Or, like with my good boy here, if I ask him, baby boy, would you like your sweet mistress to keep going? He'll nod, exposing his diminishing will right to you, making it that much easier to get them to come, ending this silly game of theirs. Let's get to the titty fucking, shall we? Perfect. Honey, now, will you get up so Miss can move the chair to the side? Thank you. Now you can sit down on the chair so we can demonstrate the titty fucking for the rest of the women. Now, let me just get down on my knees. There we go. Okay, now, this really breaks down the man because not only is he feeling the sensation of your breasts, but if you really want to, you can give them a blowjob while you rub your tits up and down their shaft. This, of course, varies on physical attributes, but there's plenty of ways to get your man off without using tits. You know, like foot jobs or thigh jobs and so on. It just depends on what you're comfortable with, as well as what they really like. But without further ado, let's start that tit job. Okay. Oh. Oh, does that feel good, sweetie? Yeah, you're giving up this challenge and letting Miss take care of your needs? Oh, yeah, it does. Well, that's my good boy. As you can already see with the sensation of my tits wrapped around his cock, this would be the perfect time to really reinforce dominance over him. All the dirty talk, yes, just builds that dominance. Yeah, get him closer and closer to the edge. How do my tits feel, baby? Are they getting you closer to that edge? I would love to feel all that cum all over my tits and face. Yeah, feeling that hot, sticky load splash my face. God, yes, please. That would make your miss so happy. Yeah, that's good to hear. I love getting my good boy to the edge. It gets me so wet to see you ready to come for me. So, will you come for me? Yeah? Oh, good boy. Perfect. Now we see the layers of dirty talk and sensations have completely taken over your pet. I can already feel his cock throbbing due to all the stimuli he's endured. We'll get him right over that edge. And I'll do that by picking up the pace and encouraging our good boy to come. Okay, baby. Here we go. Let's get you there, all right? Let me just squeeze tight and just... Oh, I love licking the tip of your cock, yeah, as you pop up and down. Oh, that pre-cum, baby. Yeah, that's it. You want it more slippery? Yeah. Yeah, you ready, baby? You gonna let it come for me? Yeah, I want to feel that cum, honey. Yeah, you glaze my tits, baby. Give it to me. I want you to coat it. You ready? Come on, let it go, baby. Get it? There you go, baby. That's it. You let it all out, honey. Yeah, all that cum. All, give it all to me. Yeah, look at all that cum all over my boobies. Good boy. Yeah, I want every last drop. Let's drop. That's it. Good boy. Good boy. All right. Okay. You just calm down and rest, sweetie. You were so good for mistress. I'm glad you gave up on that silly challenge of yours. All right. As you can see, our good boy is docile after an amazing orgasm. I hope you all use this information to help release your man from this silly challenge. And remember, there is only one person that owns your man's cock, and that is you.